Okay, so like everyone's trying to figure out how to, get more done these days, am I right?
It's come and go.
Yeah, we've all got our big goals, our lists of things we want to do, and it seems like there's never enough time to tackle it all.
Definitely.
Then you hear about those people, the ones who are up before the sun, like conquering their day before most of us even hit snooze.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, is there something to that? Like, is waking up early some kind of secret weapon for productivity and success?
Yeah, it's super intriguing.
It is. So in this deep dive, we're going to unpack that idea. We're diving into The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma to see what all the hype is about.
Great book to explore. It's been a while since I read it.
Yeah, it really took off, didn't it? I mean, it's become like the go-to guide for anyone who wants to, optimize their morning routine and unlock their potential.
Yeah, and I think it really taps into that desire we all have to maximize our time and achieve more.
It's like the ultimate life hack, right? Wake up earlier, boom, become a productivity superhero.
Exactly.
But we're going to dig a little deeper to see if it really works that way. Like, is it really as simple as setting your alarm clock an hour or two earlier, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, there are definitely some nuances to it.
Now, I have to admit, and anyone who knows me knows this, I am not a morning person, like at all. Oh,
Right.
yeah. But even I have to admit, there's something intriguing about Sharma's approach. It's not just your typical self-help book, you know?
Yeah, it's not just a bunch of motivational quotes and empty promises. He lays out a very specific system, and he uses this really interesting storytelling approach to do it.
It's almost like reading a novel, right?
Exactly. You're following these characters on their journey of self-discovery, and along the way, you're learning these productivity techniques and mindset shifts.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more engaging than just reading a dry how-to manual.
Definitely.
So the core idea of the book, as you can probably guess from the title, is waking up at 5:00 a.m. So is that the secret sauce to success, or is it just setting yourself up for some serious sleep deprivation?
Well, I think it's a bit more nuanced than that. Sharma does acknowledge that 5:00 a.m. isn't some magic number for everyone. Our bodies and our natural rhythms are different.
Right, like what about people who are night owls?
Exactly. He's more interested in the idea of dedicating time to personal growth before the demands of the day take over.
Okay, so it's more about creating that space for yourself, regardless of the specific time on the clock.
Exactly. It's about being intentional with your time and prioritizing your own growth and well-being.
And Sharma's big thing is this structured routine he calls the 20-20-20 formula, right?
Yes. He breaks your morning down into 3 20-minute chunks.
It's like he's giving you the blueprint for the most productive morning ever.
Exactly. And it's actually pretty straightforward, which is part of its appeal, I think.
So walk us through it.
Sure. So you start with 20 minutes of exercise.
Got it. Get that blood flowing.
Exactly. Then you move into 20 minutes of reflection.
So that could be meditation, journaling, anything like that.
Yeah, whatever helps you connect with yourself and set your intentions for the day. And then you finish with 20 minutes of learning.
Okay, so reading, listening to a podcast.
Exactly. Anything that expands your knowledge and helps you grow.
I like it. Okay, so this all sounds great in theory, but is there any science behind it? Or is it just another one of those self-help fads?
Well, I'm happy to say there's some actual research to back up the benefits of this kind of structured morning routine.
Awesome. So tell me more. What does the science say?
Well, for one thing, we know that even short bursts of exercise can have a huge impact on our energy levels and cognitive function throughout the day.
Okay, that makes sense. Like getting those endorphins pumping early.
Exactly. It's like a jumpstart for your brain and body.
And I've definitely noticed that, like, on the days when I do manage to squeeze in a quick workout in the morning, even if it's just a 20-minute jog, I just feel more alert and focused throughout the day.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
it's not just the physical benefits. Those 20 minutes of reflection can be incredibly powerful as well.
Right. Like quieting the mind and all that.
Exactly. Whether you're meditating, journaling, or just sitting quietly with your thoughts, taking that time to connect with yourself can have a profound impact on your mental and emotional well-being.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I've dabbled in meditation a bit, and it definitely helps me feel more grounded, less reactive.
It's a game changer for sure.
But Sharma doesn't stop there. He takes this whole well-rounded morning routine a step further with his concept of the four interior
Oh,
empires.
yeah, the empires.
And I'll be honest, when I first heard that, I thought it sounded a little intense, like empires?
I get it. It sounds very dramatic, but it's actually a really insightful framework.
Okay, so break it down for me. What are the four interior empires?
Essentially, it's about recognizing that we're not just machines designed for productivity. We have emotions, relationships, a sense of purpose that needs nurturing.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like a more holistic approach to self-improvement.
Exactly. It's about cultivating these four key areas of our lives: mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set.
Okay, so it's not just about crushing your to-do list. It's about, like, becoming a better, more well-rounded person.
Precisely. It's about aligning your actions with your values and creating a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling on multiple levels.
Okay, so tell me more about these empires. Like, what does it actually mean to cultivate your mindset or your heart set?
Yeah, let's dive into that.
This is where things start to get really interesting.
So, like, mindset, that's the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's about cultivating, like you said, not just positive thinking, but a growth mindset.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that term before, growth mindset.
Huh.
What does that actually mean, though?
So it's the belief that you can develop your abilities over time, that you're not limited by where you are right now.
So instead of saying, oh, I'm not good at that, you'd say, I'm not good at that yet.
Exactly. It's about embracing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow.
Okay. I like that. It's like, instead of getting discouraged by setbacks, you're viewing them as like stepping stones.
Exactly. And that shift in perspective can make a huge difference in how you approach, well, everything, really.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's mindset. What about heart set? That one seems a little less, I don't know, tangible.
Yeah, heart set is a little more about your emotional world. It's about cultivating self-awareness, emotional intelligence.
Okay, so being in tune with your own emotions and how they impact your actions.
Yes, and also being able to understand and empathize with the emotions of others.
So like being a good friend, a good partner, a good colleague, all of that.
Exactly, because those relationships, they play such a vital role in our overall well-being.
It's not just about, you know, getting stuff done. It's about being a good human.
Right. And Sharma's argument is that when we neglect those emotional connections, it actually undermines our ability to succeed in other areas of our lives.
That makes sense. If you're constantly stressed out or feeling disconnected, it's hard to be your most productive self.
Exactly. And then we have health set. That one's a little more straightforward.
Yeah, I think we all know that taking care of our physical health is important.
Right. It's about prioritizing things like sleep, nutrition, exercise.
Yeah, no amount of productivity hacks can make up for a poor diet and lack of sleep, right?
Exactly. Burnout is real, and it often stems from neglecting those basic needs.
Okay, so we've got mindset, heart set, health set. What about the last one, soul set? That one always kind of throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, it can sound a little, I don't know, esoteric, maybe. But it's actually very relatable. It's about connecting with your purpose.
Okay, so like what gets you out of bed in the morning? What makes you feel alive?
Exactly. And it's different for everyone. For some people, it's their spirituality. For others, it's their creative pursuits. And for some, it's finding deep meaning and fulfillment in their work.
I like that. So it's about finding that thing, that passion, that reason for being.
Right. And Sharma argues that when we're connected to our soul set, when we feel a sense of purpose, it gives our lives direction and fuels our motivation in all areas.
Okay, that makes sense. So the four interior empires, it's about taking a more holistic, well-rounded approach to self-improvement, not just focusing on productivity for productivity's sake, but really creating a life that's aligned with your values and your goals and your overall well-being.
Exactly. And it all starts with that foundation of waking up early and creating space for yourself.
Right. Back to that 5 a.m. wake-up call, which I have to say still seems a little daunting to me. Like, is that really realistic for everyone? What about people who are night owls or people with families or demanding jobs?
That's a great point. And to be fair, Sharma acknowledges that the 5 a.m. wake-up call is not a magic number for everyone.
Okay, good. Because I was starting to feel a little bad about my snooze button habit.
No judgment here. He's more interested in the idea of dedicating time to yourself before the demands of the day take over.
Okay, so it's more about the intentionality than the specific time on the clock.
Exactly. It's about creating a morning routine that works for you and allows you to prioritize your own growth and well-being.
So for some people, that might mean waking up at 5 a.m., but for others, it might mean finding a different time that works better for their schedule and their natural rhythms.
Right. And that's where self-awareness comes in.
Like figuring out what works best for you, your body, your life.
Exactly. Experiment, try different things, and don't be afraid to adjust your approach as needed.
Okay, so it's not about forcing yourself into a rigid routine that makes you miserable?
No, not at all. It's about finding what energizes you, what helps you feel your best, and then building a sustainable system around that.
sustainability is key. Because if a routine feels like a chore, you're not going to stick with it, no matter how many productivity gurus tell you to.
Exactly. And I think that's an important point to emphasize. It's easy to get caught up in the hype of these self-improvement trends, but it's crucial to remember that we're all different.
Right. We have different needs, different schedules, different preferences.
And what works for one person might not work for another. And that's okay.
Yeah, it's not about comparing ourselves or trying to fit into someone else's mold. It's about figuring out what works for us and creating a routine, a lifestyle that supports our own unique goals and aspirations.
Absolutely. And that might involve some trial and error, some experimentation, but that's part of the process.
So to sum it up, we've talked about the 5 AM wake-up call, the 20-20-20 formula, the 4 interior empires, all of which tie into this bigger idea of intentional living and personal growth. But there's one more piece of the puzzle we haven't touched on yet. The 66-day challenge. Sharma talks about this as a way to really solidify these new habits, to make them stick. Have you heard of this? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the 66-day challenge. It's based on the idea that it takes, on average, 66 days to form a new habit.
I've heard that too, but is there any truth to that?
Well, the research on that is a little mixed. Some studies support it, some don't. But I think the bigger point is that regardless of the exact time frame, consistency is key when it comes to making lasting change.
It's not going to happen overnight, that's for sure.
Definitely not. It takes time and effort to rewire those neural pathways and establish new patterns of behavior.
So you're saying don't get discouraged if it takes a little longer than 66 days, or even if you stumble along the way, because, let's be real, no one's perfect.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a race.
I like that, a journey. So for our listeners out there who are intrigued by this whole 5:00 AM club concept, but maybe a little intimidated by the thought of actually, you know, waking up before the sun, what advice would you give them? Like, where do they even begin? Don't stress about the 5:00 AM thing. You don't have to become like a total morning person to get something out of this book or these ideas. Like,
Sure. Remember
what we said about intentionality and self-care? Those are the real takeaways here, right?
You do.
It's about taking those principles and making them work for your life on your own terms.
Yes. And, you know, maybe instead of getting hung up on when you do things, focus on what you're doing.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily about joining the 5:00 AM club. It's about, like, designing your own ideal day, right?
Exactly. What if you took that 20-20-20 formula that Sharma talks about and you applied it to a different time of day?
Okay, yeah. Like, instead of a morning routine, it's a lunchtime reset or an evening wind-down ritual.
Right, exactly.
Like a little pocket of time to recharge and refocus.
I love that.
It's like Sharma gives you the ingredients, but you get to decide how to create a recipe that works for you.
Perfectly said.
And that's what I think is so cool about, you know, these deep dives that we do.
Yeah.
We get to explore these big ideas, these different systems for self-improvement. But
Right. Then
it's up to us to take those ideas and, like, make them our own.
Absolutely. It's about finding what works for you, what fits into your life and your values.
It's like building your own personal productivity toolkit, right?
Exactly. Not every tool is going to be a perfect fit, but the more you learn about what's out there,
the more you can customize your approach.
Exactly. And create a routine, a lifestyle that truly supports your own growth and well-being.
Yes. Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into the 5:00 AM club,
Yeah. My
big takeaway for everyone listening is this. Don't stress about the time on the clock.
Right.
Focus on the message.
Yes.
Be intentional. Take care of yourself and never stop learning and growing.
And remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself along the way.
I love that. All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.